Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to 93 Sweet FM Zone. And you know it's the Los Angeles. Layup. Sweet. You know, this is the only place that you can hear from the Funkadelics to the Temptations on 93 Sweet FM. And I'm your host with the most, the Rothschild, Mr. Bruce Rothschild. And you're tuned in again. Oh, I hear you asking where we've been, where we've been. All around the world, and we're going to do it again. We've got the famous Tweed Cadillac. On 93 Sweet FM Ism.
Hell no, what they talking about? Internet should know beyond a shadow of a doubt. Did it, done it, about to blow again. I'm the motherfucker that you niggas can't stand. Coming with the gangsta shit, or a crib. I spit with the ism on a bitch like this. Did it, done it, told y'all before. I push up on the mic like a stepper to a hoe. Chill it out, let me clear my throat. If the money right, I might bust a few notes. The aim is to come up on some dough and get up out of Dodge without throwing that blow. I flip when I rip, see a pimp. Ain't gotta get DJ Quick for a hit. Lyrically, I'm supposed to represent Street Tech poetry, take that, yeah.
Suckers fighting for nothing, cause I'ma get mine. I'ma get mine, I'ma get mine. Suckers fighting for nothing, cause I'ma get mine.
Lyrically, I'm supposed to represent.
Suckers fighting for nothing, cause I'ma get mine. I'ma get mine, I'ma get mine. Suckers fighting for nothing, cause I'ma get mine.
Lyrically, I'm supposed to represent.
Very, very interesting, darling. I see you, and I know you want to get with the Tweed Cadillac, baby. What will you do for him?
I'm the boy from the hood named Calvin, daddy named Jimmy, uncle named Alvin, best friend Fred, homeboy Pooch, nephew Milo, first name Deuce. Door swinging open every time I'm in a bind. My pictures on my credit card never get declined. I'm an OG, but I'm still in my prime. Stay relevant, been ahead of my time. Best keep it 100 down to the cent. My name in your mouth, make room for my dick. Hood spit bullshit way beneath me. I'm a A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Yeah, talk shit, cause I'm known to send a bitch. And not to the store, nigga, out for a grip. So bump your gums and smack your lips. I can pimp, I can crip in the same outfit.
Suckers fighting for nothing, cause I'ma get mine. I'ma get mine, I'ma get mine. Suckers fighting for nothing, cause I'ma get mine.
Lyrically, I'm supposed to represent.
Suckers fighting for nothing, cause I'ma get mine. I'ma get mine, I'ma get mine. Suckers fighting for nothing, cause I'ma get mine.
Lyrically, I'm supposed to represent.
Give him his crap. Explain his plus and some more, it don't stop. I see what an actual confirmation and a prostration at the same time.
I guess it in on the daily, on the double. Looking for some trouble, nigga, fuck with the hustle. I do what I do when I wanna. Fool, this is Killy Killy Cali California. I'm a hop, skip, jump away from Hollywood. Skirt rock, skate down the shore to the hood. Put it on the wood, I make a tuck tail. All silly sideline suckers go to hell. Run and go chill, your boy got made. Squares like you ain't allowed in the game. March down the field on any given day. I'm the head coach and I call my own plays. Suckers all bitch made, got no flow. Player letting me go, he getting slapped like a hoe. What he fronting for, cause he got no skills. Tipping over here, can't get it from a peel.
Suckers fronting for nothing, cause I'ma get mine. I'ma get mine, I'ma get mine. Suckers fronting for nothing, cause I'ma get mine.
Lyrically, I'm supposed to represent.
Suckers fronting for nothing, cause I'ma get mine. I'ma get mine, I'ma get mine. Suckers fronting for nothing, cause I'ma get mine.
Lyrically, I'm supposed to represent.
So by the sleek Cadillac. You must make sure your racks are fully stacked in order to be blessed on the West Coast, darling. You must know your paper trail is a must.
And I live and die by that philosophy. Welcome y'all to 93.3 Tweed FM-ism. Tonight is a very, very monumental special show to me in so many ways. I don't even know how I'm really going to even explain it. Some funny stuff happened to me, which just goes to show you how you never really know about your blessings, where they're going to come from, who they're going to come from, or how they're going to come. But a couple of days ago, just a little backdrop, how do I say this? I'm super nervous, and I will get into the reason why. Never been nervous, but tonight is really, really, it's a big deal. Anyway, I've been doing this radio show for quite some time. And I interviewed a famous R&B singer. I'm not going to say any names. They're actually listening right now. And they hit me up. They happened to have been in a meeting with a famous film director. I'm not going to say any names. He's listening now as well. But anyway, it's like, she approached me and said, your name came up in a conversation. I was asked to be in an independent film, and the director asked her, did she know anybody, you know, that does rap music? And she said she mentioned me, which I'm so totally honored, man. Thank you so much for even considering me. And when she mentioned my name to the film director, he heard of me back in the days, back when I was, you know, when I first started out. So he contacts me and he says, I kind of respect your grind. I did my little research on you, realized that you've been in the game for a lot of times, a lot of years. You've done a lot of things. And he asked me a question. He said, do you have any songs that I could put in this movie that nobody would even know that it was you? He said, I want to showcase you from a different light. He said, not to re-spark your career, because I told him I'm really not into rap anymore. I do the radio show. But he said, do you have any songs that I could showcase that would blow the world's mind that they wouldn't have possibly never heard before and could shine a different light on you? And I said, yes. So I had to go back in my archives and try to dig up something to be able to present. And this show is kind of just to show what I've come up with, and also to show as a learning experience, maybe it could be a teachable moment for other rappers that strive to, you know, to have a career with longevity, and to be able to put you in a position to possibly do what you want and eliminate the negativity that comes along with the stigma of being a rapper. So hopefully I'll be able to accomplish both of those stones tonight. And also I have my main man, Mr. Rick Moreno. He's going to sit in with me tonight. And I just want people to really understand what it really takes to be a MC, because I never considered myself to be a rapper. So I just want people to understand what it is to be a MC and to be able to, you might not be a household word, but to sustain a career and do what you want to do. Because it's been times where I've, man, 50 million dudes, hey, Tweed, can you be on this song with me? And I'll do it because I'm a nice guy. And nothing never would come of it. Nothing. whatever come of it. If I could tell you how many songs that I've been on with people that nothing have never came from it, then I might call them back a week later, 2 weeks later, and then they tell me, well, shit, I don't even rap no more. I work at Home Depot. Some shit like that, right? And it always disillusioned me, like, damn, I wasted all my time. You know, you ask me to be on some shit or whatever, and I'll come through. And it's like, man, so I've always had the attitude, if I don't make this shit happen, I can't depend on other rappers. And the funny part about it, try my best to work with rappers that didn't really live up to what I thought that they would be. And I would always tell them from the beginning, it's like, look, only people that I want to work with that want it more than me, because I really want it bad. So I want you to want rap more than I want it. And it was hard for me to ever find that. So what ended up happening was, I remember all the situations that would come to my table, and I would offer situations to other people and tracks or whatever, what have you, and nah, Tweet, I ain't feeling that, you know, that's that, and you know, man, that ain't me. Fine. So therefore, I really stopped inviting people to even be on my stuff. It was a long period to where I was like, shit, why should I waste my time? Because if they drop the ball, then I'm looking stupid. You feel me? So I kind of stopped doing that. I've always wanted to help people, but I kind of really couldn't find like-minded people that would really want to work as hard as I would work. So to make a long story short, what ended up happening was, I realized that a lot of tracks that I liked, a lot of the rappers that were my peers or did the same time, you know, same type of like West Coast music or G-Funk, they was just branded into that style of music. They were scared to go outside their box. But me personally, I was never afraid to do that. I've always liked different stuff, and I've always liked to I've never met a track that I was afraid of. Feel me? Some people were like, man, I don't know what to do with that track. Me, I've been the type of guy that would attack that track, put me, my personality up in that track, and roll with that track and see where it goes. That's why tonight's show is called The Adventures of Slick Sinister, which is my alter ego. You know, I'm not Tweet Cadillac all the time. I'm thinking more like Slick Sinister. That's like my alter ego. So tonight's show is a retrospect of the show, what hip-hop meant to me, what hip-hop means to me, and how you can really do what you want to do. But with that being said, man, let me bring on my special guest and my co-host. Co-host, are you out there, Mr. G. Lou Lavish?
Yes, sir. Good evening, good evening, Tweet. It's your boy Lou Lavish, a.k.a. G. Lou, and I'm live in Tweetville tonight, man. And I'm hyped up about this show. Since I seen the flyer, I was like, that's a cold-ass flyer. But I said, my man's going to represent himself tonight, just like in the court of law. When you wave your attorney, you say, I'm going to represent my motherfucking self tonight. And I love it, Tweet. Take these people back in time, man, through the Tweet catalog, brother.
And the funny part about
it, I'm here for it.
And the funny part about it is, it's like, this opportunity, is blessings will come when you least expect it. And I want to give a big shout out to my special guests that are listening. I'm not going to say any names, but it's two very, very special people that are listening. Two very, very famous people, and I know they're humble. You know, they don't really want me to come off like that, but they're listening. And I just want them to know that I truly appreciate the opportunity that has been placed upon me. And I just want to give them a retrospect of what I've done, how my head was, and just to have a teaching moment for all the rappers that would think that maybe you're not getting anywhere with your career, or you're not making the grade. But it's always a saying that a winner never quit and a quitter never win, because you never know when that blessing is going to come, how that blessing is going to come, and will you be ready when that blessing comes. So, Mr. Rick, let me take y'all back. This is the first rap song that we've ever done when I was a penthouse player. A lot of people have never even heard this song. Some of you may have, some of you may not have, but I know for a fact that I'm going to play some songs tonight that y'all going to be like, damn, that's, wow. I can't believe
it. Can we get also a tweet?
Yes, sir.
Can we get a little commentary as well, like maybe throw in there when it was made, where it was made, who produced, you know, just little tidbits if you could, if without giving too much?
Of course I will. This song was done in 1990. This is the first record that we ever did as a group in the studio. This is before the PPC album. This is our very first record. Listen to this, y'all. 93.3 Tweet FM ism. Check this out. And I wasn't even ready as an artist. I thought I was. You know, we did a, man, I wasn't nervous, but I didn't know what hip-hop had to offer me. But here we go, y'all.
Oh, yeah. Funky dope for the 9-0. Canals is in here, baby, and we about to rock something. You know what I'm saying? So do me a favor and drop the bomb. Yeah, we about to do this. Yo, we detonate warheads. Hands to my side, best believe he's packing. Not a punk pistol, but a dynamite stack. And tweeters in the back with a hand grenade. Pull a pin and make a freak leave a motherfucking man. You say we're not ready? Well, that's what you say, cause in the parking lot, yo, we got a tank. We're here to blow these suckers a kingdom come. Cause spin out is dropping a bomb.
Was the premise That's where it all started. And the odd part about it all is once you get to a level and you understand that you might have different views and you want to do some things that are kind of out of the box. I had, once I found out that people in other countries kind of liked my music, it turned me into a completely different recording artist. Because as I said before, I was always wanting to do unorthodox type of music. I was influenced by Beastie Boys and Lupe Fiasco and people like that. So it's like I didn't want to just be known for G-Funk. And I found out that by me being known for G-Funk, other countries was feeling me. So I said, well, now, instead of working with all the local rappers that was just trying to drop the ball on me, and I never made any money with none of them, I gave away hundreds of verses on so many people's projects that never went nowhere. I decided, man, why don't I work with like-minded people from other countries that wanted to work with me? And that's what formulated and changed my whole complete style. And I understood that the first opportunity that I received, and I got to give a big shout out to this man. His name is Alopecia. He's from France. He gave me my first opportunity to be on an international song. And the funny part about it is a lot of people don't know, but I have like about 4 hit songs in other countries that people have no idea about. Don't even know that I even did that type of music or anything. You feel me? And that's something right. that I'm kind of proud of for the simple fact that I've worked with some producers that came with some music toward my way. And even if I didn't really instantly feel it, I listened to it. And I looked at the work that they did with it and the instrumentation, and I'm like, man, I can dig that. And I ran with
right.
it. And a lot of artists would kind of be afraid to attack a song that they're unfamiliar with. But me, I was completely different. And just so happened, Alpha, they call him the DJ Quick of France. He has like about 3 gold records. And what he brought to the table was the number one porn star from France. Her name is Felina Wood. And it was funny, and she agreed to be on the song with us as well. So it's like I'm finding out that I don't have to be big in Los Angeles or in Oregon or Denver or Chicago. I could go, man, overseas, and they really respect what I do. And from
right.
that, I ended up meeting Doc Free from Italy. I met another guy named Jay Lope from Italy. They offered opportunities that I never would have got. I worked with Seiko from Japan. She's the Madonna of Japan, and I ended up doing a single with her. I worked with another guy from France by the name of Slizzy Beats, and it was like I get more love in other countries than I did
right.
here in my own country. And it kind of made me think that, shit, if I just concentrate on doing abstract music that I like, I could build a career and a future with that. So that's basically what I decided to do. And this is going to be some songs that some of y'all have heard and some of y'all haven't heard. But I want to say that Boots Rothschild, he was a good friend of mine. He's the one that kind of inspired me to take that direction, to go to, you know, and work with those guys. So me being the person I am, always like to give back to those who get back to me. So I invited him to basically come on songs with me as well. So I was able to help his career as well, too. And until the day he died, you know, I talked to him on his deathbed. And it all means something, and it kind of shows where my head was at. But I'm going to play some songs that...
Let me ask you a quick question about a collaboration. You've done a lot of collaboration. Like I said, a lot of them didn't do anything until you started doing over... I mean, as far as just collaborating with people, but until you went overseas with it. But it was one collaboration you did, man, that was legendary, and I know you really appreciate it, even if other people don't as much. But I know you appreciate it, and this is one of your most appreciative collaborations. And I want to ask you about it because I just recently... seeing these guys performing this weekend, like they're back outside, you know, and they are the you know, the ones, you know, and I'm so proud of them. But the DMC collaboration, brother, you know, I know you're probably going to get to that later. I don't know if you are or not, but I just wanted to run that by you right quick since you're talking about collabs and how did you feel about that?
Well, that was actually a fluke. What happened was it turned out that I had a lawyer. Just so happened he represented DMC. So I asked him, man, do you think that you can maybe put us together to do a song? I was so really hyped about that. Like, man, do you think you really can, you know, man, run DMC and Tweet Cadillac? And he said, let me see what I could do. So I got a call from DMC, and my godson actually produced the track with my direction. I sat there and basically co-produced the track. And we submitted the music to him. All of a sudden, he said, I like it. He came up with the hook. And then I said, well, do you think Run could be a part of it? And he said, well, I can't guarantee Run, but I'm here for you. So I said, okay, well, I said, don't worry about nothing. I'm going to be Run. And that's how it happened. I decided that I'm going to be Run. And here it go. Check it out. Right after this song, man, I'd like you to interject, but check this out, y'all. I'm very proud of this song in so many ways because who would have thought that dude from South Central would have a song with DMC? Yeah, I couldn't get Run, but I got DMC, and it turned out pretty well. Check it out, y'all. 93.3 Tweet FM-ism.
Like a Cadillac. I'm an old rapper, getting new fucks. And all you new rappers, you all really suck. Tearing back in a Cadillac is really too much. And all you fake rappers, I'm the man you can't touch. I got another classic, so suck on these nuts. And teachers turn the track up, and check out these cuts. Coming back like a daddy, and rapping so ill. Get out into the back that I'm trusting to kill. They have speakers behind the seats. And I'm coming through the streets, rocking hip-hop beats. I got the one DMC, speakers on my feet. Like the grill on a caddy with a fresh physique. They sent me a Bentley and I sent it back. And the venom can't spin them, no I don't want that. Just like my big black glasses and my big black hat. Carol Black hit classic like a Cadillac.
Like a Cadillac. I got a fat gold chain hanging on my chest. A Fleetwood bomb on the curb at rest. DMC from the east, but I'm from the west. In a Teflon vest, two original vets. Goes a one to the two, the three to two, one. Sweet Cadillac, jam after J and Blood. Beats to the rhymes, I'm down with DMC. A shell troll, hard and triple stripe, OG. Sitting out of Cadillac, all the way to Queens. It's a fact, Duramac, got my back, nah I mean. 15's bang when they sub, cause it's like that. Got T the popper in the dash on a throwback. Kinda tricky when I rock this rhyme, but my Cadillac seats stay straight, recline. King like Midas, as I was told, in a three-tone coupe de ville dipped in gold.
And I tell you that I had so much fun doing that song, man. Just to be with the iconic MC like DMC, man, to this day, man, nothing can really replace that feeling that I got recording that song. You feel me? And, man, but on the international tip, I found out that I was more appreciated in other countries than I was in the United States of America, because I'm still big in various countries. But let me play you this song right here, y'all. Slick Rick, man, you want to add anything? Did you have any questions?
I just wanted to say, man, you know, you have your international fan base, but I know for sure, man, you got some fans out here, especially on the West Coast, man, like people that grew up, people like me, who grew up with your music. And, you know, we talk about giving flowers. You know, you do that all the time with some of your musical inspirations, and I hope we can get into a little bit of that tonight with you with some questions that I have maybe after this song.
Perfect. But I do want to make sure that this is a learning experience, and I want to say to my special guests that are listening, you already know about the language, so don't judge me. It's all good, man. That was in my past, but I just want to show you that the versatility, and also I want to make sure that other rappers get out the box, dude, because the world is bigger than where you're at. But I want to give a big shout out once again, Alpha from France, Felina Wood. This is my first international song. Check it out, y'all.
Viens mon bébé, viens me voir à Paris. Prends-moi avec ta croix sur Eiffel. Je te veux dans mon arc de triomphe.
Be all in my face like they want some. Heard I'm a veteran, now they wanna run. I laugh at them, they all dumb. I'm no fun, you get to none. I step in a booth with cap. Legendary MC, y'all just rap. Got my hand on my strap, can't rack any elementary rhyme blown off the map. I'm on point in tech, fall back. Shoulda, coulda, took time, realize facts. What you wanna battle me for? Peace get popped over her with a slur.
Yo, daddy, they acting like they don't come. Yo, daddy, show them how a pimp come. My daddy, I make you all look dumb.
Yo, ma, I got them on the run, hun.
Yo, daddy, they acting like they don't come. Yo, daddy, show them how a pimp come. My daddy, I make you all look dumb.
Yo, ma, I got them on the run, hun.
Un stick de ponique dans le cockpit. Je ride pour le 6 et ma bite trouve un coccyx. Un verre, trois rivières dans les airs. Un stock de salope en mode pavillonnaire. Sur la route comme tous les jours avec les mêmes sacs. De Zeb et les nègres boivent les mêmes niaques. Rome dit mon ponchti, mon basiliac. NSG et cognac sur le zodiac. Prends tes ailes sur ma zig bien défoncé. C'est pour mes sauces et mes fatou foncé. Champagne, caviar sur tes deux seins. Je baisse bien, laisse le reste pour mon cousin.
Yo, daddy, they acting like they want some. Yo, daddy, show them how a pimp come. My daddy, I'll make you all look dumb.
Yo, ma, I got them on the run, hun.
Yo, daddy, they acting like they want some. Yo, daddy, show them how a pimp come. My daddy, I'll make you all look dumb.
Yo, ma, I got them on the run, hun. I see them dudes over there looking shite. They play looking at me like you really don't like me. If I jump on this chirp, it's mayhem. Better ask your big homie who I really am. From the host floor straight to the dance floor. Straight from the club to the ringtone. I stay up in the house with them beans on. All in their guts with a condom. I like girls I can take home. They like girls wearing strap-ons. Sip yak with a cigar. Raw bodyguard sitting with me at the bar. I'm a star.
Yo, daddy, they acting like they want some. Yo, daddy, show them how a pimp comes. My daddy, I'll make you all look dumb.
Yo, ma, I got them on the run, hun.
Yo, daddy, they acting like they want some. Yo, daddy, show them how a pimp come. My daddy, I'll make you all look dumb.
Yo, ma, I got them on the run, hun.
Oh, oui, c'est bon. Fais couler le champagne entre mes seins. Oh, oui, c'est bon, mon bébé, j'aime ça. Oh, oui, mon bébé, viens. Oh, oui, prends-moi quelques pattes. Oh oui, enfonce-la, défonce-moi, enfonce-la-moi bien. Oh, oh, mets-la-moi bien. Oh oui, mon bébé. Oh oui, c'est bon, 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 bon.
93.3 FM-ism. You know what really made that song special to me is because Alpha, he's in France, right? And he idolized Quick. They always called him the DJ Quick of France. He had the Jerry Curl and everything. He really was out to do a song that, something that Quick would do. And if you listen to that track, it sounds like a Quick beat.
Yeah.
And when I heard it, it was like, oh, man, I got to be on this right here. You feel me? And I had to ask him, can you translate the lyrics that you were spitting in French so I could see what you was talking about? And he emailed me the lyrics, and I'm like, okay, he's coming with some player stuff with me. So, man, I'm very proud of that song. But let me tell you how life is crazy, and you could be on songs, and you never really know where they're going to go. It's a guy by the name of Dope Man. He's from Budapest, Hungary. Now, Dope Man has a platinum album, 10 gold records, and when he approached me, I'm like, man, he has videos, everything. I said, man, I'm down. I said, I just want to do something different. I don't want to do nothing average. Nothing average. He gave me my first opportunity to do a song with the live band. And the funny part about this song, when you hear it, it's like, it's so abstract. It's so out of the box, Jill. It was like, wow. And then the funny part about it, you know how you're proud of something and you take it back to your peers and you play it for them, and none of my peers felt it. They're like, oh, that's corny. That's really not the shit. But y'all tell me, man, what y'all think. Check this out, y'all.
Sonny. Yesterday my life was as a drain. Sonny, you smiled at me and really ate the pain. Now the dark days are gone and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you.
I can't complain or explain. You simply flip my game like cocaine in my veins. Fuck you every day. All up in my brain, unlike that same old thing. You bring me joy, no pain. What's my name?
We get like baby.
Can't get that way with you. My sunny one so true. May not look like a fool if it ever ran over you. Enticed by all this fame, but ground is still the same. Thoughts of my old flame got blown right out the frame. My aim, my game, no shame. Slide home, tap home plate. Feel me, I felt you. My sunny one true blue. I now see things clearer. Your face in my mirror. Reflection shine like mine. Fine is mine, just my kind. It's true, I fuck that fool. To be with you, I do what it do. Never will I blow my fuse. Never will I ever wanna sing the blues. All I wanna do is cruise. Enjoy every day that's spent with you. Let's take it to another plateau. Sonny, get your first. Let's skate, let's roll.
Sonny, thank you for the sunshine bouquet. Sonny, thank you for the love you brought my way. Yeah, you gave to me your all and all. Never feel about 10 feet tall. Yeah, sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the truth you let me see. Let me see. Sunny, thank you for the facts from A to Z. My life was torn like windblown sand. Then a rock was formed when you had my hand, y'all. Sunny, I'm so true, I love you. Sunny, oh Sunny, thank you for the Fridays are here. Smile, sunny one shine. So sincere.
Of Slick Sinister Altered Ego Tweet Cadillac Retrospect. Honestly, Rick, what you think about that song, man? And would you have ever thought that I'd be on something like that?
Nah, man. To be quite honest, it's totally different than anything I've heard from you in the past. And, you know, it's interesting because we know that, you know, artists these days, they kind of have to pivot, right? Because, you know, sometimes there's a different fan base out there that you're not aware of, and especially overseas, huge hip hop audience out there. You know, I want to ask, how do you feel your approach to music is different now than from when you first started? Now that you're or have been working with these international artists.
Well, actually, I had the same mind frame I've always wanted to do because I listened to so many other rappers. I was inspired by so many other rappers. I originally wanted my style to be a mixture of Morris Day, Johnny Guitar Watson, and Bootsy Collins. That was Tweet Cadillac in a nutshell. But once I realized that, shit, if I do tracks that the average rapper was scared to do, then I would open up more doors and more horizons. And after the success of Sunny, which was completely out the box and out the norm, Dope Man came back at me, and because I told him that, man, I love the Beastie Boys, so he came back at me, and he said, man, I got a track for you that's Beastie Boys, it's fly. And he said, man, you know, can you rock that? And I listened to it, I said, man, I could rock that. And that's kind of how this track came about, whereas I wanted to be all of the Beastie Boys. So I tried to put a story together where I'm all of the Beastie Boys. And I figured if I could pull this one off, I might have something that could be real, 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 real cool. And by the strength and the clout that he had in Hungary, this man was doing concerts in auditoriums, you know, so it's like, wow. And he said, man, can you rock this? I said, man, I could rock that. And that's exactly what I did. Y'all, tell me, man, what y'all think about this one. Unconventional Tweet Cadillac.
I'm going to need another beer then. God damn.
I could rock that right there, man.
Rock that.
I could rock that.
If Peter got guns, then I got rhymes.
We can't like that, man.
It is my time, like a limit to a line.
Lime
to a limit. Got my shell toe zone. Wish she knew what's in them. Pose in the party in a penthouse stand. Fly like a dove with the Cadillac band. I heard your new jam, you ain't spittin'.
Yep.
Last year you tried,
yep.
This year you quittin'. And I break a bitch down to the bone. I'm the artiste on the microphone. Jack in a bottle, mixed it in the cup. Went over to your girl, yo Betty, what's up? Serve you, boy, you fuck with me. The police are gonna have to come and get me. Off your track, that's how I'm going out. On a loud mouth, sucker, sucker, loud. I run slow, sometimes I run quick. Shake up the dice, throw them out, need a lick, yeah. Better recognize the G when you see one. Drop them pimp fees if you wanna choose me. I rock that,
rock that, rock that,
rock that,
rock that,
rock that,
rock that,
rock that,
rock that,
rock that,
rock that,
rock that. Here's a little story I like to tell about the party rocket player you know so well. Had a little hooker named Susie Q.
Me and my hooker in a court of brew. Work across the land, kicking up the band. Had a knot in my pocket when I leased the grand. One lonely P-I-M-P. All by myself without nobody. Sun beat me down on my black Cadillac. Gas getting low, brew getting flat. Looking for a girl, I ran into a guy. His name was Dope Man, I said howdy, he said hi.
Hey, yo, Twig. Can you rock that shit like a pimp, man?
I said I'd ride with you if you could get me to the border. Cheers after me for what I did to his daughter. Snatched up shit, didn't know it was a pimp. First I quit for a grip, so I'm on the run, the cops got my gun. And right about now, I'm trying to have some fun. Yeah, yo, hell no, I don't know that chick. But she looking over here like she really wanna pimp. Bitch, say, get ready, cause this ain't funny. Mr. Tweed Cadillac, I'm about to get you money. Pulled out the Henny, aimed at the sky. Said, pimp's up, cause I'm so fly. Looking at my Gucci, it's about that time. I'm the party rockin' player with the party rockin' rhyme. Don't try to step on my Cortez. The OG 800 English. I got pimp on flowin' in my body. Push up on your pastor, then I'm a Maserati. Back to the sucker, on booty MC. Tipping over season, dope man and hunger.
What y'all think about that one? That was completely out the element. I tried to pull off the Beastie Boys all by myself. I just wanted to show versatility, man. It's like hip-hop is hip-hop. And if you want to be hip-hop, you got to do what you like. So what if everybody in the hood is doing G-Funk? And I just never wanted to just be a West Coast gangster rapper. It was like, it was more to me than that. Feel me? And that's kind of what I was trying to really come across, man. To me, it was all about versatility, and I didn't want to be the type of dude that be on iTunes waiting for a check that wasn't going to never come. You know how many people, when iTunes first came out, everybody and their mama wanted to be on iTunes, and they was asking me, well, how come you're not on iTunes? I said, because if I start my own website, then all the money comes directly to me. I don't have to share anything. My PayPal is loaded up with chippers. If I sell my own stuff, found a manufacturer that would manufacture my stuff. I had an art team with me. Big shout out to Wild One Studios that did my art. And I've been selling independently for the last 27 years. So it's like, man, I want this to be a learning experience for other rappers too. Do what you feel and something to stick. And that's why I'm in this position after 30-something years to get an opportunity that I have on the table right now. Once again, to my folks listening, man, you picked the right one, baby. Believe me. And it's going to be monumental. So, Rick, you said that you had another question, or G. Lou, you got something you want to ask me before I go to this next song?
I'm just listening right now, taking it in. I got some stuff to add, but I'm just listening, brother. Go ahead.
Okay, well, let me play this song. We're going to take it from where we going to take it from? We're going to go back to Italy. Cool thing about this song is Jay Loc is like very, very well-known producer in Italy, and Doc Free. I have a song that you always play on your show, G. Lou, where Doc Free.
Yeah.
Well, this right here is a collaboration of Doc Free, J Lo from Italy, Alpha from France, and I put Boots Rothschild on it from Philly. Check this out, y'all. And they wanted to give me a West Coast anthem, and they've never even seen the United States or California. Check this out, y'all.
What up? This is J-Lo from Italy. Just wanna tell you what up.
Producers is that they really take pride in their music. They don't just slap anything together. It's, they work on it. You feel me? I've never gotten a track from any international producer that was half-ass.
Hey, Tweet, I got a question for you on that note. You know, being that you have a history of working with Quick and, you know, musicians like Rob Bacon and Family Guitar Man and what have you, when you go into these sessions, do you lay down some input or do these guys have it all worked out where you don't even have to do anything production-wise? They've got it all laid out.
Pretty much, not unless in the beginning where if it's discussed, well, like say for example, if I had an idea and they decide to formulate that idea, and then I would collaborate. Well, look, I kind of want some strings or some horns, or you know, I would give input. But the thing about Quick, he was such a mastermind till you can't tell him anything as far as what you want. He's gonna make it and he'll listen, but he's not gonna do it. So me personally, I never wanted to depend on Quick to make my career. So I said, it's up to me to find people that likewise, like-minded to give me the sound and the feel that I wanted. So I've always been able to search out other people that were able to do that so I would not have to depend on Quick. And then Ice Cube said some very profound shit last week I saw on YouTube, and I had to write it down because it was so fucking profound. And I've been living my career like this forever. And I want to say this, and I quote. He said, do not complain about what you didn't get from the work that you didn't put in. Once again, do not complain about what you didn't get from the work you didn't put in. That rang a bell to me because I've been living like that my whole life. And don't depend on no man to make your dreams complete. Don't depend on no man to hold your hand in hip-hop. Because like I said, I've seen people lose their families. I lost my family because of rap. You feel me? And you don't want to have to depend on no man to be able, you know, to make your dreams come true. Do what you feel musically, and then hopefully it'll work out. Let me play this one for y'all. This is kind of different, too. And even the producer said, man, you ain't got nothing, man, for this song. And I said, yeah, I do, and I like it because it's abstract. And he's not even a hip-hop producer, really, that gave me this track. I just stumbled across him, and we were sitting around. He tried to play me all this stuff that he thought I liked, and I'm like, man, I want something different. Different, please. Give me, that's what motivates me, something different. So he gave me this. Check this out, y'all.
Aha! Your next move should be your best move. Spread your wings. Aha! Yo, ma, if you in the rings and things, you need to spread your wings. From the hood to the boondocks, I stay getting laced with them heat rocks. Tell a little homie, pack me up a Ziploc, and I'ma slide in the diamond stud wristwatch. Just recognize game when I hip hop. I keep the money circulating on my own block. It's a bust out bitch, shine Romeo, yeah. With an East Coast girl in a Kango, yeah. On a blade, make a hole through the tango. Make a socket to my pocket off the lingo. So phenomenal, blow like a rainbow. Phone cam when you beam from the front row. With the truth.
I represent you. Furthermore, I ball with my kinfolk in a Tahoe, same color speedboat. Every gal I done had to suck fuck, busted a nut, smooth kicked up a book. Eliminate the face, I should lie. I used to have a wife, baby mama took a hike. I'm getting shows from the left and the right. I'm doing what I like, I've been told I'm gonna fly. See, I pull a star from the sky. Baby like magic, I'm shining like a dime. I spit line after line, line after line, after line, after line. Your next move should be your best move. Lead the skate with the truth. You represent me and I represent you. Spread your wings.
Tweet FM, The Adventures of Slick Sinister, Altered Ego, Tweet Cadillac Retrospect.
Yes, sir. It's your boy Jonesy from the 617 tuning in. I gotta give you a special thanks to your boy, Tweet Cadillac, showing your boy Jonesy a good old time and a 707 on that G-Funk, on that real life, on that pimp. You know it ain't nothing to it but to do it, baby. So sit back and relax.
I be saying fuck rap, yo, y'all can have it. Then I hear a track and I be right back at it. Something about the mood and the vibe that it gets. Them beats be calling me, I gotta represent. Take it to the stage when I mic out the booth. Mic check, 1, 2, showtime getting loose. Do what it do, it's a full-time job. Trying to get cash in a big-ass wad. From hotel to motel to Holiday Inn. Tour bus deep and it's all full of kin. Fan folk fans, it's the way I gotta live. Cause part-time friends, they be going in the wind. Everybody wanna roll when your shit hot. But some of y'all really gotta leave on the block. But when I come home, coming back with a stash. The check just clear, coming out with the cash. When we in the booth, we on the track, that's hot. When you in the streets, you can hear us on the block. We banging in the club when it hit that rock. G-spot hip-hop, that shit now. When we in the booth, we on the track, that's hot. When you in the streets, you can hear us on the block. We banging in the club when it hit that rock. G-spot hip-hop, that shit now.
New to the game, got the future of a newborn. Put me in a booth, I transform like a neutron. I'm so gone, I'm on this wave and I'm so heady. Jones and Tweed, I hope that the world ready. Hip hop back and I'm the DNA to it. I'm in a drop Cadillac with the roof missing. We in the G-spot, we in the club with the record spinning. It feels good to be the main attraction. The headliner, get out of line and I flatline ya. It's that Cali and that East shit straight riding. On the main strip, you hear that beat rock. You hear that beat knock straight to the top. And I'm the one that they waited on. 617, I'm the one that they hated on. But I'm the heir to the throne. I'm going hard all the way home, way home.
When we in the booth, we on the track, that's hot. When you in the streets, you can hear us on the block. We banging in the club when it hit that rock. G-spot, hip-hop, that shit now. When we in the booth, we on the track, that's hot. When you in the streets, you can hear us on the block. We banging in the club when it hit that rock. G-spot, hip-hop, that shit now. See everything live when the vibe's straight right. We stay up in the booth all motherfucking night. Doc Free and I put it down rather nice. Sweet potato pie, let Jonesy get a slice. Ain't nothing popping but the peas in the pot. And they stay popping cause the pimp is straight hard. Old school with new school, recognized game. I spit for the peas, got the squares of the lane. 1 to the 2 to the motherfucking 3. Easy motherfucking D, may you rest in peace. Thanks for all you did for a player named Tweed. Your legacy lives in me and Doc Free. Now back to the story at hand. I gotta give it up, give it back to all that again. I'm rather blessed with the shit that knocks. Leave it up to me, I finna take it to the top. When we in the booth, we on the track, that's hot. When you in the streets, you can hear us on the block. We banging in the club when it hit that rock. G-spot, hip-hop, that shit knocks. When we in the booth, we on the track, that's hard. When you in the streets, you can hear us on the block. We banging in the club with it, hit that rock. G-spot hip-hop, that shit nah.
Tweet FM ism. That was a fun song too, man. Jonesy is out of Boston. He was like-minded, so I said, man, let me put him on a song because he wanted it.
That was hard.
Yeah, man, it was kind of fly.
That was, bro. That was fly. You was spitting
and
too. I felt
and we had fun doing it, you know. But Doc Free, man, from Italy, laced me with that track. So it's like. Sometimes
Doc Free is a bomb too.
Hey man,
Doc Free is a bomb. That's like your DJ Quick on standby. He's doing his thing, man. Like you ain't missing
exactly. And the funny part about it, if I was younger, I had a production team that was so phenomenal, an international production team. That shit, I never had to ask and Quick for another beat. And that's kind of what I pride myself because I was able to sustain my career on my own. So that's a learning lesson that I want to shoot out to these other rappers, man. Work with people that want to work with you and are like-minded and serious about it because they want to see you win. It's been tracks that I presented to rappers that I want to put them down on. I really want to put them down on it. Oh, Tweet, man, I ain't feeling that. I wouldn't even tell him, look, dude, if you be on this track, something real groovy could come about it. And it just wasn't in him. That's why I decided, if you want to do something, man, do it to goddamn self. Let me tell you this story.
Hey, Tweet.
Yes, sir.
Tweet, I got a quick question for you. Does it kind of trip you out? Like, you know, you got these producers from overseas and from different parts of the country, you know, giving you these tracks and they're, you know, like the last one we heard was very G-funk orientated. Like, does it trip you out? Like, the sound that you helped lay down has spread so far and wide, you know, and that it's inspired all these other musicians and producers worldwide to create music.
Well, actually, yes, it does. Because Slizzy, we had this discussion years ago. Slizzy is from France, too. And Slizzy told me that they would listen to our music and they wanted to be us so bad that they studied our sound. They studied it. And for them to, you know, man, reach out to me, that was the honor part because for some reason I was put in a G-Funk category and I never thought that I was doing G-Funk music. Feel me? Because you never really hear anything associated with Quick as being considered G-Funk. But when I went solo, a lot of the tracks were considered G-Funk. So it's like in France, I'm known as G-Funk. Feel me? And it was like they really studied us and they wanted to represent. And their production is phenomenal, man. Phenomenal. I mean completely phenomenal, man. And then it was like for me to rap with another rapper, it's kind of hard for me because I can get into a zone and get into my element, but a lot of people really don't have the same ethic that I do. You know how people say, oh, Tupac is so phenomenal. He can go in the studio and he can do 3 songs in 30 minutes. Man, I've been able to do that for 30 years. That's nothing to me because I come in there prepared. I've been in studios to where they'll play a track, hey, Tweet, man, you got something for this? I ain't go, man, into my notebook and come out with what I call scrap raps, where I might wrote a verse and never finish it, just left it to the side, and I can hear a beat, and my shit will fit right there. I ain't go to the booth and knock that shit out in 10 minutes and come out and get a beverage. A lot of rappers can't do that. Me and Aladdin used to do late night sessions where it was called a red eye from 12 o'clock at night to 7 o'clock in the morning when the studios was the cheapest and go in there and knock 4 or 5 songs out without a problem and all along drinking beer at the same time. So, man, it is what it is. But look, I had an opportunity to do a song with Seiko, and she was like the Madonna of Japan. And that came from a publicist that was working with Motown Records and had offered me an opportunity. And also, I had did a voice over work for a TV show back in the day. And the guy that did that was actually mixing her record, and he mentioned me. And she put me on. She said, well, I'd like to get him. And I never knew who she was, a little Japanese girl. And she was the Madonna of Japan back in the day. This song was, I think, recorded back in 97, if I'm not mistaken. But check this out. Just completely different, out of my element. And it's like you got to do stuff that you feel, man, you know. And the funny part about it, I'm in the booth doing my thing. When I came out the booth, sitting there, they, you know, doing like a little rough mix on it. But we're in Hollywood, and I wanted to go to the beach that day. So I'm like, man, you know, thank you for the opportunity. You know, call me when it's finished or whatever. And a dude, it was a white man sitting in the corner. I never forget this, had a briefcase. He opened up the briefcase and passed me a check right then and there on the spot. And it was like, and I didn't think it was going to happen like instantly like that. I thought, you know, your people get with my people and we'll, you know, we'll get you covered. Man, he gave me a check. And when I saw that check, oh, my God, I wouldn't bust it, that bad boy. Went to the beach and had a ball. Check this out, y'all. Not 3-point tweet, Seiko, tweet Cadillac, pop song. A lot of rappers would have turned his back.
Ultimate bliss. Signed, sealed, delivered with a kiss. The introduction of Seiko and Tweet Cadillac.
Maybe, maybe I'm good for you.
We're so good for you. Good to you. If only you knew.
Maybe we should spend some time together. That could be good for you. Yeah. Maybe love, it's gonna make it even better. That could be nice for me too. Oh baby, no one knows how things are gonna work out. We still need to believe in romance. No one knows anything about it, but don't you think it could be worth a try? Baby, love is good enough.
I'll be true to you. Be good to me, put someone above me. Tell me that you love me, only if you knew I'm the chosen one for you. A rendezvous only shared by two. Say go, take a chance and spend the day with the party rocket player, Sweet Cadillac, baby. I can keep it good from now until. Look into my eyes, coming real. Let's chill.
Philosophy, been there, done that, and will always represent that. Let them call you corny, man, because if it's out of their element, that don't mean it has to be out of your element. Feel me? That's my philosophy, and I'm going to stand on it with concrete shoes on. That's kind
of
how
I feel. I built that track, man. That was kind of like reminded me a little bit of a J-Lo song or something like that, man.
Exactly. And the funny part about it, that was a 19-year-old girl from Japan.
That's a trip.
Now, how the hell did a kid from South Central end up on a song with a girl from Japan? So it's like, man, do you, man. Any rapper coming to this game, do what you feel. If it stick on the wall, you win. If it don't stick on the wall, you gave it your all. And look, I'm sitting here now, an opportunity that never in a million years, after I'm retired, I'm an old dude now, here comes some shit out the blue that's about to change my whole fucking life. So it's like, man, don't give up, man, on your dreams at all. Stand by your convictions, be true to your art, and make sure that you are true to your art, and your art has to really be your art. Check this out, man. This is when I really was inspired by Lupe Fiasco. Why him, you ask? It was just something about him that, I like dude, man. Like, to me, he was like a Kweli. I've always liked Kweli as well. I've always liked Mos Def. I could do shit like that. See, to me, to be an artist, you got to be able to do whatever. Just like being a player. To me, what a player is, whatever the game is, you got a uniform. That's what I consider to be a player of life. It ain't about broads. I'm a player of life. Whatever the game is, I got a uniform. I said in the rhyme, I can pimp and I can crip in the same outfit. You got to be able to fit in where you get in and do it effectively. But Lupe Fiasco inspired this song, and my godson produced it, and I'm proud of it. Check this out, y'all.
My profanity feeds off my insanity, and the instrument will be my lyrical vanity. How I twist these words and spit these verses, and spit with a slur. If you ain't heard, I'm that ill, and still will commence to pop some pills. I get them out of love, I ain't gotta spend a single bill. Too much float as a half meal, never swallow my pride, I express how I feel. I can't help it, I roar like a Celtic, spit a verse, step back, the microphone melted. Open your eyes, it's my time to shine, you better move on my life.
cell. I got a pen to a pad, let it move itself. Black poet, wedding, splendid, gifted. Rather influential wordsmith. You dig type of sound, I represent, will exist. Pitch a cognac with a twist. Intellectually my mind just grows. I take it to another plateau you never been before. Imagine, wish upon a star. Find yourself a mark, be knowing who you are. Understand powers that will be. Think philosophically, then you'll understand me. Complex individuals, all seek knowledge, but not necessarily from colleges. As you open up your mind, look deep into the reason of the rhyme. Think I'm running out of time, I reflect nothing but.
No one identical, merch non-penetrable. Truly versatile, merch your style. Love hip-hop, can't work the aisle. Check the file, audio track laid for miles. Wow, you sit back in denial. It's the network, riddles make your head work. Rhythmic intelligence sounds make your neck hurt. I am the miracle, audio scientific, non-hospitable. The fraudulent individual who deceive, make you believe the MC really is me who leads on the MIT. The secretary, poetry, books, global potency. Latency not an option to anyone that's told me. Invincible, dope instrumentals. When I mix them with the pencil and the rhymes on my mental.
Wrong version of the song. My bad, the hook was missing. Wow, the hook wasn't even in that song. But that song, man, just the inspiration, and that was like my loopy fiasco type of get down. And the hook wasn't even there. Man, I got so many damn songs. See, that's the difference between a wannabe artist and an artist. When you have such a body of work, my publishing is astronomical. And I ain't just saying that just to shine my own shoes, but on the real, when you have a body of work, it kind of stands for itself. And I found out that, well, this isn't really not non-common knowledge, but if you have a body of work, you can submit songs to various people for TV shows, soundtracks, things of that nature too. You can take a whole song and it could be in a TV show. You feel me? And it might not be the whole song, but it could be like 10, 20 seconds. And you get publishing and a check could be in your mail. And you be like, damn, I never would have thought I could make money off of that song, but you never know. But if you don't have a body of work, you will never know. Keep it around the world, y'all. That's all I'm saying. Keep it around the world.
Old school of me, new school of you, hear the sound. Car roaring, Cadillac, back around. Gin and juice, see me, I'm on that piece of Rocco. I'm in the club feeling like a young Barocco. Can't touch me, you see how we play a ball at the player's ball. Yeah, we all at the round table toasting it up with the fam throwing it up. A real G showing love to a young cub. California love, bringing Pop back. Tweet Cadillac, where it all started at. West side, but I'm east side riding. Repping the beam, top flight, true family. I'm repping the team. I took a dollar to a dream, and now you see where it got me. California love, California love. Yeah, we in the club throwing it up. Club.
Round and round and round and round the world.
All around the world, all around the world.
Round and round and round and round the world.
We need another round, we need another round.
Round and round and round and round the world.
All around the world, all around the world.
Round and round and round and round the world.
We need another round.
I done been up the block, round the corner, man. Pippin' be the campaign, putting down my dang thing. You got game like twisted in your braids. If you only out the hate, how the hell can you relate? Wouldn't understand even half of the half what we go through. Calculate you flunked out of math school. Spin the globe where you find yourself, dude. We from Boston to Cali in the same day, fool. Stand down for my crown, I ain't bitch made. Man among men from beginning to the end. Poet with a pen is a deadly ass blend. If you don't understand, then you can't comprehend. You can't get in where you think that you can fit in. And we ain't type of cats that you wanna be befriended. Round the world, state to state, here we go. We'll turn your little wifey house right into a hole.
Round and round and round and round.
wine bottle of the XO. Jonesy, Cadillac, game and a threshold. Let's go, I'll show you how to let your ex go. Nightlife, bright life, let the bottles flow. And I'll show you how daddy roll. International with the old school Apollo bouncing. Showing Cali love. Boys in the hood just a week ago, it was all love, all love. So here's a toast to the life, to all my niggas who riding with me to the night. It's all figures, I made it out, and if I make it, then we all made it. I pay homage to all you niggas hating. I need you more you need me. Pimp shit truly ain't easy. Ask Tweed. What goes around comes back around. We just chillin' in the club like
round and round and round and round the world.
All around the world, all around the world.
Round and round and round and round the world.
We need another round, we need another round.
Round and round and round and round the world.
All around the world, all around the world.
Round and round and round and round the world.
We need another round, we need another round.
Round and round and round and round the world.
All around the world, all around the world.
Round and round and round and round the world.
We need another round, we need another round.
World, baby, that's how you should have your get down laid out for you, so you could be all around the world. Let's take a caller. Caller, look like you're live on 93.3 FM with my co-host C. Lou and my sidekick Rick Marino. Speak on it.
Peace and gratitude. Want to give a shout out to everybody here, man. This is your brother Amari Ture, straight shooter in the building. Salute to you, Lou.
Hey, hey.
Straight,
sweet. Hey, hey.
The homie. Yeah, man. Bro, I'm enjoying this show, man, and, man, thank you for sharing your catalog, brother, because I didn't know how in-depth it was, man, and you international with this, man, so it's an honor to be just even hearing this, man, and honestly, man, I see how you talk about your avenue and sticking to your thing, because honestly, I was, back in the days, I used to pull up in the hood playing Nirvana and Goo Goo Dolls, and honestly, I just stepped out in my own lane as far as some music I wrote. Did a little soft rock song, and it's out there, and I know I threw people for a loop, but I stuck to what my artistry, one artistry got me going, so I just want to appreciate you for telling me, dropping these jewels tonight, and I really appreciate it, man.
Stick to your convictions, because they called me corny as fuck, man, when I did that Sunny song.
Yeah.
But if
right,
you saw
right, right.
if you saw that publishing check, it'd be like, wow, okay, who's really corny? You on the block
yeah.
rapping about what's it on the block, and it's a whole world out there.
Yeah.
Check this song
you know
out, y'all. Yes,
okay,
sir.
No,
speak on it.
What's crazy with that is to talk about what's going on in that world. Even within that world, it's more than dope slanging and banging going on. So it's like, I felt even with hip-hop, why did I have to go to other genres to just hear music about the everyday man who goes to work 9 to 5, who take care of his children? And, you know, that music should be out there representing them too, you know?
Exactly, but I guess that's not popular. That's not working,
right, right.
You know?
Sure.
You know, it is what it is, man. Because if you
yeah,
look
yeah,
at it,
yeah.
a lot of rappers I know, they've been followers their whole career. They follow the trends. They're afraid to step out the box, man. They're completely
right.
afraid to step out the box, and they limit themselves
yeah.
because how many gangster rappers can it be? And look, I came into the game classified as a West Coast. I'm with Easy and Quick. You know, I'm like all up in this shit. And it's like, dude, I ain't from Compton. You know, I'm from South Central. Everybody thought I was from Compton. And, yeah, I'm not from Compton. And I'm a little bit more intelligent and smarter. And I kind of like music different than the average guy from South Central or Compton. And, I've done positive songs. I've done, I guess, negative songs, too, if you consider Rolling the Pimp Lane. But I did that because I was in that element, but, man, check
For
this
sure.
out. 93.3 FM. Rick, you want to add
yes, sir.
You want to add some up in there?
Yeah, no, you know, I think it's, you know, I think it's your appreciation for music as a whole is what's led you to have this diverse catalog of music. I mean, just like the caller said, I'm hearing some stuff that I would have no idea you were a part of. And, you know, I think, again, it's your appreciation for music that has led you down this path, right? And I have to salute you for it. So much appreciated.
Man, thank you, man. Thank you. So to my special guest callers that are listening, I told you, man, I'm going to make you proud. Thanks once again for the opportunity, man, because I never would have thought that after I retired that I would have get an opportunity that's going to be as big as this. So God bless y'all, man. Check this out, y'all. 93.Tweet FM, The Adventures of Slick Sinister, Altered Ego.
I try to sit down, take time, talk to these youngsters so they don't end up in a dumpster. While they kick back, wonder how they got there. Straight smooth, living life without a damn care. Thinking money finna fall up out the sky. Even if it did, you too busy getting high. You wouldn't know it cause your brain on stuck. With a blunt in your mouth, no different from a glove. So where you going with your life? You ain't even got a clue, but you're quick to call the next man a fool. So when you're looking at me while I'm looking through you, you ain't going nowhere no time soon. What a shame when you can't see the light. You're busy going left and we steady going right. Take your ass off your shoulders, head in the sand, stand up, represent and be a better man. Homies running around smoking kush, drinking beer, and ain't trying to hear what we kicking in the ear. Come on, homies running around smoking kush, drinking beer, and ain't trying to hear what we kicking in the ear. Come on, homies running around smoking kush, drinking beer, and ain't trying to hear what we kicking in the ear. Come on, homies running around smoking kush, drinking beer, and ain't trying to hear what we kicking in the ear.
You gotta feel me, gotta hear me when I give it to you. You ain't even paying attention, now I'm telling you the realer. And dealer gotta gonna give it to you worse. And 9 times out of 10, you know the truth hurts. So why you hanging if you bloodin', if you crippin', pistol grippin' in the streets with your G-set trippin'. And nothing wavin' you but death by penitentiary. Count your blessings while you here, home, enjoy it while you livin'. It's not about where you from, it's where you at. And if you sittin' on stacks, hope you not diggin' in the garbage can for scraps. With the roaches, rats, and the cats. All the homies that you knew before don't have your back. It's a trip on this planet, how people act. How we live to survive in a gang. Don't be in front of the liquor store asking me for change.
Homies running around smoking kush, drinking beer. And ain't trying to hear what we kicking in the ear.
Come on,
homies running around smoking kush, drinking beer. And ain't trying to hear what we kicking in the ear.
Come on,
homies running around smoking kush, drinking beer. And ain't trying to hear what we kicking in the ear.
Come on,
homies running around smoking kush, drinking beer. And ain't trying to hear what we kicking in the ear.
What's in your mind when your trip is skipping, act like you're on the road to nowhere, you need to act right. OG told the youngster just to tread light. Tomorrow never promised today, so keep your game tight. Only the strong survive in these days, even the strong gotta fight to stay alive. It's a war on these streets and we're the fray. Either dead or in jail, knocked out, led astray. Yo, peace at home, hoes are gone wrong. No way in the first of the month, yeah, boom, boom, boom. No leaders, no teachers, just leeches, mad teachers. But what's really gonna change when we all in the bleachers? Ha, spectators to the sport, yet we on home court. Gotta rip that ball, build that fort. This your life, or is it all a crap game? You willing to pay that price?
Homies running around smoking kush, drinking beer. And ain't trying to hear what we kicking in the ear.
Come on,
homies running around smoking kush, drinking beer. And ain't trying to hear what we kicking in the ear.
Come on,
homies running around smoking kush, drinking beer. And ain't trying to hear what we kicking in the ear.
Come on,
homies running around smoking kush, drinking beer. And ain't trying to hear what we kicking in the ear.
A man with a dream with plans to make cream. A man with a dream with plans to make cream.
Back up on your back of batches to eradicate. Never will I celebrate the hate amongst the fake. My freedom of speech, powers to be, can never undermine my credibility up in the street. I practice what I preach, I creep when I crawl, so they realize they up against a brick wall. I let the cards fall where they gon' fall. Keep following my scriptures and paint a bigger picture.
Success not measured by a track or a single hit song. Think you calculated wrong? How they figure they can place me in a box with an average MC? Me a rapper would have not. I let my story unfold. The prophecy I see only leads me to believe you better take heed. Sign a quick D, quick over to a G. I got percentages tied up in the industry.
A born again hooligan, no need to be king again.
Yo, brothers, respect mine. A man with a dream, with plans to make cream.
Here I come.
A born again hooligan, no need to be king again.
Yo, brothers, respect mine. A man with a dream, with plans to make cream.
Here I come.
To be true to oneself ain't rocket science, but for some it's truly hard, they can't redefine it, cause they not looking from the inside out. They heart full of hatred, that's why they lacking patience. I rearrange my life within a timely manner, so the goals I set were all straight met. I never lie to myself, so I ain't never had to blow smoke up a bitch butt just to come up. I stay down for my crown against the odds. I guess I'm odd cause I chose to have an odd job. Ain't never been a slob, I'm a hustler. I can straight sell mayonnaise mixed with mustard. Thinking of a better plan, understanding who I am. Sipping on a beverage, exercise leverage. Born again, hooligan, multitude of fans. This one for Shay Shay, Angel and Bay Bay.
A born again, hooligan, no need to be king again.
Yo, brothers, respect mine. A man with a dream, with plans to make cream.
Here I come.
A born again hooligan, no need to be king again.
Yo, brothers, respect mine. A man with a dream, with plans to make cream.
Here I come.
You know the difference between me and you? Is that there is a difference between me and you.
Alright.
Basically, I'm the opposite of negative, positive, opposite, unwanted relative, opposite of an intelligence, that means I'm opposite, whatever, no matter the disadvantages, opposite of the Niagara Falls, always say hi, no ground in the sky, opposite of you, that means it's only I, only speak the truth, so the opposite of lies, some people don't try, opposite of that, the opposite of whack, bank account opposite, low non-fat, down with the crunk with the tracks, none of that, no opposite that. Opposite your weed, more real than a dream. Are any stripper walking around with double D's? Are any single one of my enemies? And let's fake gold chain, they hang and call bling.
What's the difference between me and you? Guess you could say, I'm on the other side of this track and you ain't, huh? Alright, so
opposite the track, but we don't match. Opposite the track, but we don't match. Opposite the track, but we don't match. It's like that,
like that,
like that. I'm the opposite of fake. Yes, he is high. The opposite of lies, I won't deny. The opposite of fake, I be the truth. I'm the opposite of you, they gon' have to bow soon. The opposite of night, green dark to the light. Excuse me, could you pass the mic?
All right.
The opposite of dull, you're not precise. I'm the opposite of ignorance, spit so tight. Never been a retard, can't be a fool. I'm the opposite of everything of you times two. Opposite of greed, opposite of lust. We're the opposite of you, you're the opposite of us. Take time to bust. Opposite of dusty, opposite of broke, opposite of rusty. The nitty gritty, down to the paint. I am what they're not, you are what I ain't.
What's the difference between a boy and a man? A man wanna be a boy, and a boy wanna be a man.
Ah, yeah. Alright.
Opposite the track, so we don't match. Opposite the track, so we don't match. Opposite the track, so we don't match. It's like that,
like that,
like that.
Broke like a TV when the buttons don't click and it can't be fixed. Bummy outfit, stuck like a fiend trying to get the last hit. Everything from that list, hoppo sick. Boy, I'm sick, I'm like the flu when it hits. And you are just a hoppo sick, you left the copy, yeah. I'm in B3, I'm still on a floppy disk. Change your name to show your flow to floppy is. I said a verse, you swallow it. I do glass, you paint all of it. Why you believe it? I just feed it, use it as needed, just lose it and leave it. I burn trees, you plant seeds, I write brand new raps, you recycling. There's a really big difference, 12 inch long. I get pissed off, you get pissed on.
Opposite the track, but we don't match. Opposite the track, but we don't match. Opposite the track, but we don't match. It's like that,
like that,
like that,
like that.
Opposite the track, but we don't match. Opposite the track, but we don't match. Opposite the track, but we don't match. It's like that,
like that,
like that,
like that.
That's right, you will never be us, no matter what you do.
99.99% of the time. It will never be us. You can't be us. Nothing about you is us. We can't be you. We're not trying to. Please understand. All right.
This is my kingdom, and this is where I reign. Fighting, partying, low riding. But you learn as you get older. You must become a man one day and put away childish things.
Marks like y'all can't check me, but gotta respect me. Marks like y'all can't check me, but gotta respect
me.
Marks like y'all can't check me, but gotta respect
me.
Marks like y'all can't check me, but gotta respect me.
These modern day rappers don't appeal to me. And a broke ass bitch don't interest me. I'm from a rare breed, homie, check the pedigree. 501s and Chuck T's, no skinny jeans. Sipping Crown, chopping game with the OG. Real speed, and that's something you would never be. I hear him talking all loud, but it's bite weak. Our weed stronger than the bars, y'all can't compete. Running laps round cats like a track meet. When elephants in the room, suckers never speak. They hate from the sideline to the third degree. Until the burner sparks fire and they kill and eat. We laughing at these clowns on a daily basis. About to give them all hell, better say your grace. I pray to God every day, sway me from the fakers. Before they make me go postal, sending it to its maker.
Marks like y'all can't check me, but gotta respect.
Marks
like y'all can't check me, but gotta respect. Like y'all can't check me, but gotta respect. Marks like y'all can't check me, but gotta respect.
You think I give a damn about rappers out of class? Nope. Sitting cross-country with this pimpin' getting down.
Yep.
On that wild one, do I do Sam? Sat down with Tupac, I get surround. Level 4, y'all, you out of bounds. See, back butts get rushed to the pound. I can get your whack ass ran out of town. I be mad too, what the fuck you finna do? Best take a seat, shut your mouth, crack a brew. My bottom bitch come in here and serve y'all fools. Fruit Loops, looking for some doozoos. Serve y'all wham-wham. Keep quiet, play about the bus. When grown folks talking, need to shut the fuck up. I get the piss slapped at your mouth. I get you knocked out while I'm lounging on the couch.
Marks like y'all can't check me, but gotta respect. Marks like y'all can't check me, but gotta respect. Marks like y'all can't check me, but gotta respect. Marks like y'all can't check me, but gotta respect. Marks like y'all can't check me, but gotta respect.
Pretty much.
Marks like y'all can't check me, but gotta respect. Marks like y'all can't check me, but gotta respect.
Pretty much.
Marks like y'all can't.
Audio.
If it came back to hands of time, you better believe I can. I can make the seasons change just by waving my hand. I can change anything from all I can do.
I can make it rain whenever I want it to.
Tell me nothing but rap, got it mastered. Down to a science, stay defiant. Never had to step on another man's toe in a rap game. I was turned pro like one. Hell, that most style out the gate from the norm. I came in hot and I ain't going out warm. A player been stretched, not torn. Then my bottom gel got popped like corn. In the lab till 6 in the morn. A West Coast legend right then was born. So suckers all best and clear. Hot Oscar Payne off 18 years. Standing in your face right here. It's my world, my time, my year. Executive producer of my career. An exclusive world premiere. Ain't trying to really be like them. They been trying to get like me since way back then. I can do what they do easy. So I came cheesy, fat me crazy.
I could do what you do easy. I could do what you do easy. Believe me, I could do what you do easy. I could do what you do, easy. Believe me, I could do what you do, easy. I could do what you do, easy. Believe me, I could do what you do, easy. I could do what you do, easy. Believe me.
I've been born
been in the game since the 90s. A dear little rap, silly sucker wanna try me.
Why me?
Scrambled up smooth like an egg. Up such a head with a number two lid. That's the way I eat, get fed. I mash on a bobblehead till he see red.
Why you dirty rat?
Can't get your money back, can't fit my dope sack when you come in with whack. I can light them up, check them out, please believe me. Bust them in they chops, then run them out they socks. Chase him up the block with the Glock on the clock. Cause the rhymes stay hot and the dip it don't stop. All around the world got fans know my name. Germany, Japan, can a sucker say the same? On the way to Spain, on the East Coast, Maine. I'll never be a brother or a maid or a slave. Step up the game, you a square, you a lame. Can a bitch made motherfucker take away my fame? Understand the pain and the stripes in these kids. I've been legendary for the last 10 years. Yeah,
I can do what you do, easy. I can do what you do, easy. I could do what you do, easy. Believe me.
And that's the attitude that you gotta have. Completely, undeniably, that's the attitude that you gotta have in this rap game. You know, man, what I gotta say, the most challenging event that I've actually had, I've always wanted to be prepared for whatever situation. Let me tell y'all, man, this last thing, we kind of running out of time. I was caught outside my element, excuse me, one time in my hip-hop career, and I never will forget the day. First time I ever came to Oakland, I had a producer that called me down, and we went to the studio, right, and it was a rapper. I don't know if you guys are familiar with this guy. His name is Doobie. He's from the Bay Area. His name is Doobie, a.k.a. Sugar Wolf. He was like the man out there. I had never heard of him. I had never been to Oakland before in rap stuff. And I find myself in the studio, cold blank, just there, right? So as introductions got put down, yes, Tweet Cat, like, yeah, this is Doobie. And the guy that introduced me, his name was Tino. And he had, like, a few hit records. He's the one that invited me. So I'm there in the studio, right? And he's like, man, you want to be on this track? And I'm like, sure. But I was so used to different types of music. The tempo of the track that they was doing, it kind of, like, it was unorthodox. It kind of put me out of my element. I'm like, oh, think fast. What am I going to do? Excuse me. I had no idea how to attack that track because I'd never been on a track with that tempo, the style, and all of that. So they give me a pencil and pad. I'm sitting in the corner out the way, and I'm listening, and Doobie's verse came on first. So I'm listening to what he said, and like, damn, how the fuck am I finna do this? I'm completely out of my element. I'm like a fish out of water. So I said, okay, I'm going to be Tweet Cadillac. But what I decided to do was, I said, well, I can't match his cadence, but I'm going to try because I want to stay on the beat. But I got to write it on the spot. So I'm writing it on the spot. I don't have time to try to rehearse it and go over it and all of that. So when I finished, there's like, man, you ready to get in the booth? So I jump in the booth. I don't know what it's going to sound like. I ain't got no time to warm up. I ain't got no time to rehearse it. I'm just going to go in there and do this shit. So I played off of what he said. And then at the end, I decided to emulate his flow in the last of the bars, you know, just to make it, you know, a little bit of continuity. And that's kind of what I ended up doing. But this song here was the only song that I wasn't prepared, but I had to represent, and I kind of think I did it, man. Y'all tell me, man, what y'all think. We ain't got that much time, but y'all tell me, man. But this was completely abstract to me, unorthodox. I was a fish out of water, and I got to admit it. But I think I held my own, man. Y'all tell me, man, what y'all think. Check this out.
Now I can think about the money maker, huh? This type of thing she never done before. Everybody knows when the doors is closed and the lights go out, we're old and slow. Down the block, running that clock. Jumping on top, bring it back, bring it drop.
Nigga that don't give a fuck. Fuck with me, bitch, and you're pressing your luck. Ooh, y'all landed, stuffing and managed. Bitch, I'm my ass, I'm working shit up. Fucking connecting, cracking my whip and just smacking my lips, just sucking on blood. Looking for BD, selling a cunt. Y'all bigger than BD, you're giving it up. I run a terrain like a jungle. Me, I'm a warrior, still I be humble. We're like a lion, but here with hyenas, they call up for Jesus when we look for bundles. I come from the land where they swindle. They tell you half of a player, Rapunzel. This it be yes, this it be no. Whatever it is, you got the hoe.
Understand this when you fucking with a pimp. Never been the one to fuck a baby, see the beer. All about the money and the cash, no doubt. Dick up in the mouth till I burn a bitch out. Sort of track down, let me bust this cap. I can't rap that fucking goddamn fast. Living with the pimp, cause I'm pimping when I'm spitting. And I'm living off the bitches for a living and I'm spending. All about the dividends, all up in your bra. Better count it out, or you double in the car. Doing my job when I'm inside a booth. Yo, job, bitch, here to play, get loose. I am like Ubi, I don't give a fuck. If I don't come up, you sleep in the trunk. A bitch with no papers to me is a mud. Own it like tough, I hold a whole.
Now I've been thinking about the money maker, huh? This type of thing she never done before. Everybody know when the doors is closed and the lights go out, we're old and she goes. And on the block, bringing that top.
There she go.
Bring it back, bring it drop.
They check, go hard or go home, so it's on. This shit don't work out, then I'm fucking yo dumb. It's useless, it's useless, grew up on boot. It's days of pimpin', so feelings is too. This shit don't be useless, think we could do this. Could he like Bruce, if you be the cutie kid. The yo, you can be and recruit this game, so others could use it. Chula mindset, blondie is clueless. Now get it, go, go, rapido, no slow ho. You better get on my dojo. You get the fuck like a yo-yo. I got two grades of ho-ho, that shit you spit is so-so. All that lazy shit's a no-go, so you can just be mad at me.
That was the only song where I was completely a fish out of water. And it was like, wow. But I think I kind of pulled it off, man. Tell me, man, what y'all think, man. Honest opinion, I can take it.
That was cool, no, man.
Yeah, for sure, man. I think, definitely an unorthodox type flow, for sure. You know, something out of the ordinary. And killed it, man. For sure.
I wasn't really, man, the track was like, I've never was on a track with that tempo. And, you know, man, because Bay Area dudes is a whole nother breed of cats. And
yeah.
It's like, wow. And the funny part about it, after I came out the booth, you could look at everybody's face that was in the studio, and they was like, all right, Tweed. Much respect. And from that one song, that got a lot of other Bay Area rappers, you know, wanted to work with me because I pulled it off because they wasn't expecting that. And I didn't think that I had it in me as well, too. That's why it was like, wow, do what you feel, do the best that you could do at all given times. And when opportunities come, be able to capitalize on them. Be ready when opportunity falls into your lap. Because if you drop the ball at that time, you might not never get another chance. So I said to say this. Yes, sir.
Let me add this. Well, you can't drop the ball. You already, all this stuff you've been playing and doing tonight is incredible, man. Like expanding your portfolio and your catalog
and really just helping other people, because a lot of this stuff is like you probably don't know it and thinking you're doing what you're doing, but you're really an honor to these people you're collaborating with, brother, because you've already been stamped and certified, bro, like years ago. So, I understand and all that, but you got to realize you ain't had nothing to prove to nobody. Everything you do is what you do, and the people are appreciating the fact that you are collaborating with them, man. Just know that. But also, I want to add this too, man. I want to also give you flowers and tell you, brother, I'm very proud of you just seeing this whole 360 and just being able to go over the catalog. But on top of that, you know, I don't mean to get somber, and I don't even want to put your business out, but everybody know it. You know, over these past years, you know, you went through a lot, man, and beat cancer and all these type of things. I know at the time, bro, I was really worried, and, you know, we kept the faith. But you didn't even sound how you sound now, man. You know, you were talking and struggling, and, you know, it was a lot, man. So just to see all of this now, for me, it's like a full circle and like a ceremony night to get to not only hear your catalog, but to hear you give us the commentary and the backdrop and to sound so good and healthy and alive, brother. You know, because just about 5 years ago, I didn't know, man. You know what I mean? So I want to give you a flowers and tell you how proud I am of you. And just to hear all this, man, I'm loving this, brother, just on that simple fact.
Neither did I, man. Neither did I. And it's kind of making me, like, really, you know, emotional right now.
I had to give you that tweet.
Because who would have thought that, you know, after all the time that I really, man, I dedicated my life to hip-hop. And from people from the outside looking in, they might have said, well, you know, yeah, we know you, but you ain't got no hit record. And the funny part about it is, I would have been happy being a one-hit wonder, because all the one-hit wonders that I know to this day are eaten off that one song. And I'm going to drop some names. For example, Rodney O. Been on the road for the last year, getting bread off of, you know, Tone Locust still doing tours. So I would have been happy just being a one-hit wonder. And the only reason that I chose to go or try to be international was to open up my horizons. So I don't really never consider my career as a failure. Or not a failure, but the word I'm using is as where I let myself down or I didn't meet my expectations, because I've always felt that I met my expectations. And the only thing that stopped me from being a mainstream artist in America was I wanted to do it by myself, and I didn't want nobody else to have a hand in my pocket. I never had the promotion. I did everything on my own money, my own everything. You know, I paid my way through hip-hop, you know, for studio time and producers and blase, blase. So it's like, if you want to get in this game, you got to be able to spend money on yourself, and you will reap the return. Who would ever thought it would have took me 30 years to get this opportunity that I have now? So once again, I want to thank my special guests that are listening. You got the right one, baby. I really appreciate the honor that you're giving me, and I really believe that you truly believe in me. And that's all I ever really wanted to do as an artist, was to be respected for my craft, you know. And you ain't got to be the best rapper, but you have to put in that work. Just like Ice Cube said, once again, I got to say this again. Do not complain about what you didn't get from the work that you didn't put in. Once again, do not complain about what you didn't get from the work you didn't put in. Because I've reached out and helped so many cats and got nothing back. They ain't even rapping no more. They work at Kmart. Feel me? And I continue to bounce the ball down the fucking court. So if I do get something after 30 years of hard work, I kind of believe that I earned it. I don't think I deserve it. You know how people say, man, I deserve this. No, I don't look at it like that. I believe that I honestly earned what I got and what I'm going to get. I believe that I've earned that, man, from blood, sweat, and years of tears. So it is what it is, man. Rick, I want to thank you again for looking out. You got any words you want to say?
Yeah, man, just closing words. You know, like, I think the point of this show and going over your catalog is, you know, follow your heart, put in the work, and good things will come your way, man. And that's all there is to it. So,
indeed.
Much appreciation.
And the funny part about it, time elapsed. I'm still looking at about 6 songs that ain't nobody never heard, where I didn't have enough time to even play them. So it's like, man, if you want to be a rapper, man, make sure that you got music that can go anywhere at any time. I remember, man, I got to tell this story. This is like remarkable shit. I remember being at a club one night, and I had a burnt CD that I had in my pocket, and I went up to the DJ, and I asked him, man, could you play this song for me? He didn't know who I was or nothing, and he looked at me all funny style, but he had the CD, and he put on his headphones, and he played like, I guess, about maybe 10 seconds, and then he said, I got you. So I'm waiting for him to play the song in the club, crowded-ass club, right? So all of a sudden, the song came on, right? So I'm just in the club, and I went out there, and I grabbed a girl, and I'm dancing to it, right? And I'm dancing to the song, and when the hook came up, it was like, Tweak LA, baby. The name of the song was called Flow to the Momo. And I'm looking around the dance floor, and the funny part about it, he played it after a song that was a hit record. That's how you know you got a good song. If they play your song after a hit record and everybody leaves the dance floor, pretty much that means that your shit ain't really cracking. When they want to go to the bar or go to the bathroom, nobody left the dance floor. So I asked a random girl, you know, man, for a dance, and out there dancing. And when the hook came on, at the end of that song, they were singing Tweak LA, baby. Didn't even know it was me. So at the end of the night, actually played it twice, not back-to-back, but, you know, throughout the end of the night. So I go back to get my CD back, and he asked me, could he keep it? And I'm like, that's cool. That was so cool. And I knew right there, that was like, felt real good, man. I walked out of that club like, wow, I'm on a dance floor, dance with everybody, and they didn't know it was me. But they were singing that fucking hook, and it was nothing but my name. So, man, just stay down, man, for your crown, because you don't know when you're going to get it, but it can come. So with that being said, man, God bless each and every one of y'all that listen to tonight's episode. It's kind of been my life. Follow me at tweakatlight.com. You know, make sure you hit the follow button. If you listen online, create a free account. Just enter your email. You'll be able to get alerts of upcoming celebrity guests that I got. Big shout out to my sponsors, G. Lou Lavis, GLouShow.com, BTP Media, Fundiggity.com, Magnificent Wax, Stacy Adams Incorporated, and my hometown favorite restaurant, Jack's Family Kitchen, on Western Avenue between 39th Street and Martin Luther King Boulevard. God bless each and every one of y'all, man. And thank y'all, man, for appreciating what I've done to hip-hop. God bless y'all.